Shalom and Yeshua. This is Rabbi Deborah Brandt, and this is day 12 in our 40 days in the shelter of the Most High. Psalm 91, 14 to 16. Because he has devoted his love to me, I will deliver him. I will set him securely on high, because he knows my name. When he calls on me, I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble, rescue him and honor him, and with long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Eight things the Almighty has promised to do. The Almighty has promised for those who devote their love to him. He says, I will deliver him. I will set him securely on high. I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble, rescue him, and honor him. I will satisfy and show him my salvation. Genesis 9, 13 and 15. My rainbow do I place in the cloud, and it will be a sign of the covenant between me and the land. And I will remember my covenant that is between me and you and every living creature of all flesh. Never again will the waters become a flood to destroy all flesh. Exodus 6, 6 to 8. Therefore say to Bnei Israel, I am Adonai, and I will bring you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians. I will deliver you from their bondage, and I will redeem you with an outstretched arm and with great judgments. I will take you to myself as a people, and I will be your God, and you will know that I am Adonai your God, who brought you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians. So I will bring you into the land that I swore to give Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, and to give it to you as an inheritance. I am Adonai. Exodus 8, 18 and 19. But on that day I will set apart the land of Goshen where my people are dwelling, except no swarm of flies will be there, so that you may know that I, Adonai, am in the midst of the earth. I will make a distinction between my people and your people. By tomorrow this sign will happen. Exodus 12, 13. The blood will be a sign for you on the houses where you are. When I see the blood, I will pass over you, so there will be no plague among you to destroy you when I strike the land of Egypt. Exodus 23, 25, and 26. You are to serve Adonai your God, and he will bless your food and your water. Moreover, I will take sickness away from your midst. None will miscarry, nor barren in the land, and I will fill up the number of your days. Exodus 33, 14, my presence will go with you, and I will give you rest, he answered. Leviticus 26, 12, I will walk among you and will be your God, and you will be my people. Deuteronomy 28, 1, now if you listen obediently to the voice of Adonai your God, taking care to do all his mitzvah that I am commanding you today, Adonai will set you on high above all the nations of the earth. Adonai, verse 13, will make you the head and not the tail, and you will be only above and not below, if you listen to the mitzvot of Adonai your God that I am commanding you today. Psalm 2:8, ask me and I will give you the nations as your inheritance and the far reaches of the earth as your possession. Yeshua's promises, Matthew 4:19, and he said to them, follow me and I will make you fishers of men. Matthew 10:32 and 33. Therefore, whoever acknowledges me before men, I will also acknowledge him before my Father who is in heaven. But whoever denies me before men, I will also deny him before my Father who is in heaven. Matthew 11:28. Come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Matthew 16:18 and 19. And I also tell you that you, Peter, and upon this rock, I will build my community, and the gates of hell will not overpower it. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you forbid on earth will have been forbidden in heaven, and whatever you permit on earth will have been permitted in heaven. John 4:14. But whoever drinks of the water that I will give him shall never be thirsty. The water that I give him will become a fountain of water within him, springing up to eternal life. John 6:40 and verse 44. For this is the will of my Father, that everyone who sees the Son and trusts in him may have eternal life, and I will raise him up on the last day. No one can come to me unless my Father, who has sent me, draws him, and I will raise him up on the last day. John 6:51 and verse 54. I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If anyone eats this bread, he will live forever. This bread is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world. He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up on the last day. John 12:32. And as I am lifted up upon the earth, I will draw all to myself. John 14:16, verse 18 and 21. I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper, so he may be with you forever. I will not abandon you as orphans. I will come to you. He who has my commandments and keeps them is the one who loves me, and he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and reveal myself to him. Acts 2:17 and 18. And it will be in the last days, says God, that I will pour out my Ruach on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Even on my slaves, male and female, I will pour out my Ruach in those days, and they shall prophesy. Revelation 3:5 and 12. The one who overcomes us will be dressed in white clothes. I will never blot his name out of the book of life, and I will confess his name before my Father and his angels. Revelation 3:12. The one who overcomes, I will make him a pillar in the temple of my God, and I will never leave it. And on him I will write the name of my God, and the name of the city of my God, the New Jerusalem, which comes down out of heaven from my God and from my new name. Revelation 3:21. To the one who overcomes, I will grant the right to sit with me on my throne, just as I myself overcame and sat down with my Father on his throne. Revelation 21:7. The one who overcomes shall inherit these things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. What must we do? Psalm 3:7. I will not be afraid of 10,000 of people all around who have taken their stand against me. Psalm 4:4 and verse 9. But know that Adonai has set apart the godly for his own. Adonai will hear when I call to him. I will lie down and sleep in shalom, for you alone, Adonai, make me live securely. Psalm 5:8. But because of your great loving kindness, I will enter your house. I will bow down toward your holy temple in awe of you. Psalm 7:18. I will praise Adonai for his justice. I sing praise to the name of Adonai Elyon. Psalm 9:2. I will praise Adonai with my whole heart. I will tell about all your wonders. Psalm 9:3. I will be glad and rejoice in you. I will sing praises to your name, Elyon. Psalm 9:15. Then I will tell all of all your praises in the gates of the daughter of Zion, rejoicing in your salvation. Psalm 16:7 and 8. I will bless Adonai who counsels me. Even at night my heart instructs me. I have set Adonai always before me. Since he is at my right hand, I will not be shaken. Psalm 17:3. You have examined my heart. You searched me at night. Though you test me, you find nothing, and I resolve that my mouth will not sin. Elvina Mokeno, our Father, our King. Father, we thank you for your precious promises, that you are the one who is working on our behalf. You are the one who heals us. You are the one who protects us. You are the one who delivers us. Yeshua, you said that you would never leave us nor forsake us, and that you would be with us always, even until the end of the world. And we, Father, continue to praise you daily, and to lift up your praise, and to praise the name of our Messiah. In Yeshua's name, amen.